And welcome back to WSHIT's special presentation of The Wonderment of Wines. All week we are focusing on Crab Apple's wine region, the Marlboro Valley. This, of course, encompasses the entire Johnson family's ranch and Hickok Creek. We've had a chance to speak with Rodney Favlupe, our local wine expert, on what makes the Marlboro Valley such a perfect place to make the local wine varietal Blueberry Bubbly.
These local wineries are built on top of land that was previously used to store old cars and buses, airplanes involved in crashes, all kinds of vehicles. That is what makes this place so special. Each time you sip a Crabapple Blueberry Bubbly, you can taste a hint of hydraulic fluid and notes of rubber with the occasional piece of glass as a complement to the pleather overtones from the seats of the old cars. We have the occasional wild guinea pig that is stuck inside of the picking process, and we keep it in the barrel for that aftertaste that we are so well known for. We only use old oil plastic barrels for the fermenting process, and this allows us to turn the berries into buble in less than 1 week. I venture to say that if you put our blueberry buble up against any other buble from around the world, you will know which one is ours within moments. We also advise that people take a tetanus shot before and after the tasting. It is so very special, the entire process.
Ah, thank you, Rodney. So sophisticated. Blueberry Bubbly is, of course, exclusively available at Henry's Slug and Chug Ammo and Wine Depot on Central Avenue. Crabapple, such a wonderful place to live. We'll return after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
Anywhere, anybody, somewhere in this, 100 by 100 foot fucking box to get two coronavirus tests in a bag for me to take home, right? And she's like, I don't know. I don't even know what you ordered. You haven't even pressed the button that you're here. Jeez. And I was like, well, I'm here. I'm pressing the button in front of you.
Yes.
By saying, I'm here!
And it's not the that was easy button.
No. That's a fucking shitstorm of trouble. But I felt like enough time has passed by. I feel like enough time has passed by. Two years. I feel like enough time has passed by that it's okay to go back. Since you guys get so upset when I redo the same thing.
Yeah.
I wish that we could just do Frankie B. I wish we could do Frankie B once a month.
Forever.
Because clearly...
We should have, like, fake Frankie B. Fridays.
Yeah. We already have Fireside Fridays and then, Taco Tuesdays. We try something new every day. It's like every episode we're coming up with some new shit that we never follow through on. That tells you that I know entirely too much about the drug game. When I say the following words, I need just a teener.
And then you go, yippee! Yippee!
I'm going to start doing this at my house around my kids.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
It's another episode of The Commercial Break! I'm Brian Green, this is Kristen Hoadley, and...
Happy holidays! And happy Halloween!
And happy Halloween coming up right around the corner, whenever that is. What is that, September 1st or something like that?
Yeah,
who cares? Who's counting? Who's counting since 2021? Who's counting?
What day is it?
I have no fucking clue. Don't care. Still stuck in the house wearing a mask and, all that other good shit. And we're headed right back to where it all began. Right back to it. Congratulations, everybody.
It's a slippery slope, my friend.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of The Commercial Break. Whee! Speaking of COVID, I wanted to tell you a story. Speaking of coronavirus, I'm going to tell you a story. So my kids have been sick for 2 weeks, right? And after a week, but there was no fever involved, no fever involved, right? So we called the doctor the first night and she said, not COVID, not coronavirus. We're just not even concerned about it. It's not even an issue. They probably just have the regular common cold that's going around, this time of year. And we said, okay. She said, call us If it lasts more than a week and a half, or they have a breakout fever, like all of a sudden they get a fever. So they still remain sick after a week and a half, but no fever. So we call them. She says, bring them on in. We'll check them out.
Yeah.
They bring them on in. They do a coronavirus test. Nada. They say, run-of-the-mill sinus infection, cold type thing, and there's an ear infection involved. So let's get them on some antibiotics.
Yes.
So they do the antibiotics for 2 or 3 days, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my son gets a fever.
Oh,
right?
No.
And we're like, oh, shit. And I had just gotten back from Nashville.
Yeah.
So now we call them and they say, okay, now time to bring them in. It's a COVID appointment. So we want you to take some, there's some protocols we want you to follow as you get into the office. And we're like, fucking shit, man. And I'm kicking myself in the nuts because I'm like, you know, I went to go because I got
Mark
all excited
Cuban
about
worth it.
Yeah. Was Mark Cuban worth all of this? Right. If my son, now I'm like, worst case scenario,
right.
My head is flying off my shoulders. Right. Astra's like, calm down. It's not coronavirus. And I'm like, how do we know it's not coronavirus?
You don't.
Like, clearly, it's probably coronavirus. Right.
Clearly.
So I can't wait till the next morning to find answers. So I decide that I heard that Walgreens now has an at-home test that you can
That's
go
right.
and get.
Yeah.
Right. And so here's what I do. And I want to say this about Walgreens. I want to say it out loud. I order on their app, I order 2 coronavirus tests at a location where they say they are in stock.
Oh.
I drive 15 minutes to 20 minutes to the location. I get the email that it's ready, but I don't see anywhere where it says click for curbside pickup or phone number or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wearing a mask. I'm not sick. I'm not symptomatic, but I'm wearing the mask and I go inside and I say, I find a person who looks like a manager type. And I say, hey, I ordered some coronavirus tests online. Where exactly would I pick those up or alert somebody to my presence, right?
Yes.
It says it's ready.
Alert someone to my presence.
How am I supposed to know what you ordered just because you walked in the store? And I was like, well, I ordered it, so I figured that it came to the store. No, that's not how it works. You have to press the button that you're here, and only then do I know what you ordered and that you're here. And
ooh,
I was like, wait.
Whoa.
Coming in hot here.
Yeah.
Coming in hot, right? And
yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is not the first time in my life I've dealt with people who are a little fussy.
Right.
Let me just take a deep breath here and, you know, call on my Buddhist ways and say, the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. I go, hey, I don't know. I didn't see that on the email as an option. I'm sorry that I didn't follow process or procedures here.
Yeah.
The last name is Green.
Could follow you check the and rules, see? Brian
you
Green.
You can't just walk into the store and expect to know what you want, Brian Green. Who are you? King of Walgreens?
You can't break the rules.
So she says, no, not the way it works. You have to let us know you're here. And then, only then would we ever know that what you're supposed to get.
Okay.
And she was like, total off the chain.
Bad day.
And now I'm like, well, how am I supposed to know that when it's not on the email? Is it possible in your world, anywhere, anybody, somewhere in this, you know, 100 by 100 foot fucking box to get 2 coronavirus tests in a bag for me to take home,
yeah.
right? And she's like, I don't know. I don't even know what you ordered. You haven't even pressed the button that you're here.
Jeez.
And I was like, well, I'm here. I'm pressing the button in front of you.
Yes.
By saying, I'm here.
And it's not that was easy button.
No, that's a fucking shitstorm of trouble. So she storms off yelling and screaming the entire way.
Wow.
Now he's the goddamn king of Walgreens. He just thinks everybody's supposed to stop and do what he needs him to do. Blah, blah, blah. So another gentleman comes over and he says, I'm sorry. What exactly is going on? And I'm like, I ordered 2 coronavirus tests online. You or somebody at your corporate offices or an email system or something alerted me that they were ready.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm doing is I'm walking in to see if I can pick them up.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, actually, we're out of coronavirus tests.
Great.
And I'm like, oh, my God, you got to be fucking kidding me. And he goes, but let me cancel the order for you and then I'll reorder them at the store down the street. Fine. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes.
He reorders them. He says, okay, you can go pick them up at, you know, the one at wherever. And then I check the receipt. So it comes by. Your order is ready. And I look. It is a fucking Walgreens in Johnson City, Tennessee.
What?
Yes. I am so fucking livid right now.
Yeah.
I now spent an hour in the car looking for 2 coronavirus tests that I ordered online when they were told me twice it was supposed to pick it up. So finally, I got the right store. I ordered it online. They alerted me that it was there to pick up. And when I got there to pick them up, They weren't ready, even though they alerted me that they're ready. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick two coronavirus tests up. You're going to cancel the order for me. I'm going to go pay for them up there, and we're just going to call it a day, yeah. Right? Which is exactly what I did. And when I went to check out, I got a text message that says, please pick up your order at Walgreens now. And some lady comes running, after I'd paid, she comes running up, and she goes, here's your test. I just filled the order. And I'm like, you know what? Actually, I'll just take all four of them. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to get the fuck out of your fucking world. Thanks, Walgreens, for ruining my day. One of your managers at location is a total hoo-ha. That girl was out of control. That lady was like the antithesis of customer service.
Yeah,
if she was pissed, she could have just said, you know, she could have just been like, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I
gotta, Bob, help him.
Just be like be like all the regular employees at every other customer service and right. Just look at me with a shit-eating grin and then go get the work done. I know what it's like. I've been there before.
Yes.
I worked at McDonald's, for God's sakes. You think people like you when you work at McDonald's? No, they fucking hate you. You're the fucking scum of the earth. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read more about Chrissy and I. Find all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video, and connect with us. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak or at TheCommercialBreak on Instagram. If you'd like to be entered into our next scavenger hunt like contest, all you have to do is go to YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Hit the subscribe button. Watch every episode from number 85 on and look for clues. Write those clues down. I'm going to ask a question in episode number 100. And if you can answer that question, you'll email us. You'll be entered in to win our next grand prize. It was $500 in cash last time. What will it be this time? You'll just have to wait and find out. We'll probably let you know on episode number 100. And while we're at it, talking about episode number 100,
yes!
We'd like you to be a part of
Woolly bully. We're going to have a party.
Hi, Brian. It's your mom.
Maybe my mom will even show up. You never know.
We're going to have special guests.
We're going to have contests. We're going to review a few of our favorite and your favorite segments and bits from the last 100 episodes. If you'd like to be a part of it, we would love to have you. How are you going to do that? On Fireside Chat. So if you have an iPhone, go and download Fireside Chat. You do have to be approved still to get into the application. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a process, takes like a day or two. So I suggest you go do it now. Download it in the App Store, become a part of Fireside, find Chrissy or I, Brian Green, or Chrissy Bransford, Bransford. Find Chrissy Bransford, follow us, and then you'll get the notification when we schedule the room for the 100th episode.
Yeah.
Make sure you, in your mind, you have which segment or bit or episode is your favorite, because what we're going to do is we're going to take some of those clips and we're going to embed them in the show. You have spoken. The audience has spoken about our best of shows.
People
have spoken about our best of shows, and they have said, go fuck yourself. They're like, I don't like those. All of our episodes, every single one, almost without exception, gets 85% of it gets listened to.
Yeah.
And now remember, there's at least 2.5 minutes of outro music. So I figure it's really more like 90 or 92% of the content that they're listening to.
Yeah.
I figure when I start talking, like wrapping it up, they you know, kind of turn it off.
Yeah.
Every single one of them, except for the best of episodes, and we've had 3 of them, Frankie B and 2 during the Christmas time, and they have less than 30% listen through rate. People were like, no, I'm not going to listen to that shit twice. I'm surprised you listened to it once, if I'm just being honest with you.
I have to say, I don't always listen to our episodes because I live them.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
But I remember listening to the best of episodes, and I've really loved them.
Yeah, I have never spent so much time on an episode as I did on those two episodes.
Yeah, you spent hours and hours.
Hours, days and days listening to every bit and writing it down and taking notes, and people were emailing me, and Gustavo and Astrid and a bunch of people were involved in letting me know, you know, the best of clips that I should put in there. And I literally put, I think we're on episode number, like, I don't know, maybe 42 at the time. So I literally put 42 clips together and talked them up and talked them out, every single one of them, and no one gave a shit. Wow. People hated them. Can't believe it.
I'm going to blame it on the time of year because it was Christmas.
I'm going to blame it on our miserable listeners who just don't like us very much. I'm going to blame it on hate listening. That's what it is. Hate listening. Okay. We know people hate watch on YouTube, but I'm sure people hate listen too.
Yeah,
anyway, go to Fireside app and download it and make sure you become a part of the program. 470-584-8449 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail. If you leave us a voicemail, please include the phrase best to you, because then
best
we can put you in the show.
You.
Yeah. And we're taking phone calls now during certain episodes. So, you know, text message us. Let us know you want to be a part of the show. Let us know which question you want to ask or what you want to get involved in, and we'll do it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, it's been 90 episodes, almost 90 episodes.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. We very rarely revisit a topic, except for Frankie B and then a couple of like the monster type shows.
Yes.
Okay. But very rarely after we kind of wrap up whatever it is we're doing with whatever particular subject matter, you know, notice it comes in ebbs and flows. Like sometimes Brian is talking about sex for five episodes and he's talking about monsters for couples
and then,
and then, you know, strange addictions and people who marry things. And you'll notice that it kind of goes in ebbs and flows. That's the way it is because our shows are rather short and sometimes I have a lot of content to get through. So we'll record a couple episodes at a time talking about the same subject. But very rarely do we go back to the well. And we've dug a lot of graves on this show.
We have dug a lot.
Digging
up bones.
They're digging up bones. And so one of the things that we never went back to that people said they really, really liked was our fourth or fifth episode called Shamalama Ding Dong, where we talked about televangelists.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, which I think the content was probably more funny than the actual like us being funny. But it was hilarious. We talked about all kind of televangelists. We had a bunch of clips.
Yeah.
That was actually probably our first show where we embedded clips.
Oh.
I think so.
Nice.
Yeah, I do think so. And after 90 episodes or so, just, 90
were,
or so episodes.
You were a little baby and you were crawling.
I was a little baby podcaster.
You're a baby crawling and making your first steps into podcast embedding.
Go fuck yourself. I want to talk about your squindle sack. My little baby squindle sack.
Oh, little baby squindle sack. But I felt like enough time has passed by. I feel like enough time has passed by. Two years. That it's okay to go back. Since you guys get so upset when I redo the same thing.
Yeah.
I wish that we could just do Frankie B. I wish we could do Frankie B once a month.
Forever.
Because clearly.
We should have like Frankie B Fridays.
Yeah. Well, we already have Fireside Fridays and then like, you know, Taco Tuesdays. We try something new every day. It's like every episode we're coming up with some new shit that we never follow through on. But I felt like enough time had passed. It was time to go back to the well and talk about preachers. Now, I have found one gentleman and one gentleman only that I become fascinated with. There's about 38 minutes of one particular sermon from a guy that has just started televangelizing.
He's a baby.
He's a baby little evangelist.
He's a baby evangelist.
Yeah, he is just a brand new. They just smacked his butt. I mean, he is just a little. And it's clear that that's what's going on. Right? Now, there's about 38 minutes. I just recently took the time to edit that. And I'd like to get into it. With the baby televangelist.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I believe so.
Don't know his name. Don't know where he's from. Don't really give
praise
a shit.
Praise be.
Praise be. Praise the Lord. Wooly bully. We'll hear all about it now. Anybody who starts off with the tongue of the Lord is full of shit in my opinion. So there you go.
Forgot my message. slower than God.
He forgot his message. Hey, Bob, little help here?
Cue cards.
Oh.
Mmm. Mmm. Listen to that, Chrissy. Mmm. I bet that's a sound that's familiar to you. Mmm. That's yes, the sound I make it. In the sweet, sweet throes of love. Mmm.
I forgot my message.
I go, start sex now. Mmm. All through. Or as my son would say, all done.
All done.
All gone.
God. You must be born again. John 3 and 3. Verily, verily, I say unto thee.
John 3 and 3. Whirly, burly.
Whirly,
burly. Whirly, burly. What is that? Woolly, bully. Woolly, bully. Woolly. Jackie, come back here. Love that song.
Except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Revelations 3 and 16. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
I spew what out of your mouth? So he said, lukewarm or hot, I'll spew it right out of my mouth. This is my kind of preacher.
Yeah.
Hot cock.
He's getting into it.
Glory to God. I have experienced these things. The devil lied to me. He told me I could not have what the Lord was going to give me.
The devil lied to me, told me I was the only one. He was wrong. I caught him with Bob last night.
The Lord called me to preach about 2 years ago.
You would think he would take a moment to practice.
He's ramping up.
He's in the minor leagues. He's in the minor leagues. He's just
Two years ago he was called, but just getting around to it.
I had a couple more lines of blow to do. You know how it goes. You have a long night at the office. You wake up the next day.
I had to hit rock bottom.
In jail. Without your pants.
And I couldn't hardly accept it because I was too busy doing the things out in the world.
I like the way this guy is just he's a simple man. He's not trying to over-explain things. He's just letting you know that God called me to preach, but I was too busy doing things out there in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, breathing.
Sinning.
Yeah, sinning. Lots of sinning.
Sinning.
Me and Satan was behind me. When Satan's behind you, he's going to plant his seed, if you know what I mean.
Hello?
Hello? Could he hear us? Could he hear us? Hello? Brian, Chrissy?
Glory to God. Y'all be with me because I'm going to shut that into the height. Woo! I said I'm going to be what God wants me to be. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Glory to God.
Oh, wait. It sounds like the Yahoo monster.
It does sound like the Yahoo monster.
It's probably just this preacher high on something running around the woods of West Virginia.
The hollers.
Satan, get thee behind me.
Get behind me. Get right behind me. Get behind you for what?
Hey, message is a night. I want you to plant that seed.
Ooh.
I said I want you to plant that seed.
Plant that seed behind me. Plant that seed behind me.
Get it. Yaman. Plant that seed. Hard rock, hard cock. Plant your seed. Go plant your seed.
Glory be.
Glory be. Look at that seed. You spilled some seed all over his back. You should have put that seed right in his crack. Glory be. Shamalama dingo.
Glory to God. You gotta plant that seed. Oh, shut the high. You gotta plant that root. Satan, get thee behind me.
Get thee behind me and plant that root. He's saying, give me that tree trunk, Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're working with, what? Satan, and I want you to get behind me and plant that trunk. Yes, right. Plant that root. Give me that seed. Get behind me. John 3 and 16. Galatians 3. What you don't know is that Chrissy and I actually listened to a good chunk of this. And earlier in the sermon, he's getting warmed up now. You missed the part where for hours, he just went on and on about nothing. But what he was quoting scripture.
He forgot his message like three times.
Yeah, he forgot his message three times. He had to talk to himself a couple times. And he said Glacials 3:16. Glacials? Glaciers? What's that all about?
Let the sea, Satan, get thee behind me. Say, what are you talking about, preacher?
Yeah, by the way, what are you talking about, preacher?
Satan come against me in a way. He said I could. He said that I could not pay my tithes.
And he's having trouble connecting sentences here, I think. He said Satan came behind me and told me I was having trouble paying my tithes. I owed a bunch of money to the drug dealer.
Yeah.
And Satan said, don't worry about it. You don't have to tithe this week.
So I paid my tithes like I would give like on a Sunday, I would give like $2. I'd make $250. I'd give $2. The Bible says give 10%. My next check, I'm going to try to give 20%.
Dude, if you give 20% of $250 to the church, you're a fucking moron. You're giving 50 of those hard-earned dollars. You're making $250. You need that to live.
Yeah, you do.
You can't live on $250 on a paycheck. Unless you're getting paid every day. Maybe you're getting paid every day. I don't know. I don't know your personal financial situation. Satan's behind you. It's distracting me with his tree trunk and his seed.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless you. I said the Lord will bless you. I said the Lord will bless you. I said the Lord will bless you if you give. If you give unto him.
Give us money. Give us money.
I said the Lord will bless you. I said the Lord will bless you. Lord, with his tree trunk right behind me planting his seed. Give that money. Give that money. Where's our reggae hype man? We need him. Yeah, man. That's the funniest thing.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't think that the Spirit won't be with you. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo, 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 woo. And next up on the docket, Preacher Bob.
Gotta worship the Lord with all your heart and all your soul. Shut the higher. Glory to God. Let the Spirit come down in the unity. I said the unity.
Let Jesus come down in a unitard. I said a unitard. I said a unitard. And show us all his tree trunk, his massive tree trunk. Look at that dick. A unitard.
Oh, those are
unitard.
Fun.
Oh, so much fun when these preachers go crazy.
Glory to God. She's done the higher. For God loves you like a love that you do not understand.
It sounds like a song for a lyric from a song. Like a love that you do not understand.
Yeah.
We now take a moment to sing song Eagle on High. Please open up your song books to page number 4 for Eagles. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings. Make you fly with love the Lord. Make you to fly like the sun.
Glory be.
Unitard. I said unitard. I said unitard.
Yes, the Lord. If you find pleasures in the world, whether it be sex, whether it be drugs.
Drugs. I'm looking at you, Cousin Bob. Drugs.
It sounds like he's got experience.
Bob's got the good drugs.
Yeah, Bob's got the good drugs.
Bob makes that Mountain Dew Mountain Birth. Get me a Tina for later. Finger dip, finger dip. Shut-a-da-da-da-da-da. Praise be, Lord.
Praise be.
Praise be.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
John 3:13 said, let thou finger dip. Finger dip, finger dip.
Yeah. Whether it be alcohol. Glory to God. I want to tell you that Satan will lie to you and he will send you to hell.
Lie to you. He's like, he's going crazy. Drugs, sex.
Yeah, he's making a point.
Yeah, that's right.
He's emphasizing.
Roman bathhouses. Glory holes.
Quicker than anything, the Satan will blind you. and you will not understand.
Signals you one in your heart. Wear protective covering.
He will come against you in a way that you do not understand. Say, what are you talking about, preacher? Woo! I said, I know what I'm talking about.
Woo!
What are you like that. Woo!
Woo! And I think now he just realizes that if he just yells at the crowd, that they will respond.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't know what he's saying either. He's like, what are you talking about, preacher? Woo! I don't know. Woo! Somebody give me some help up here. Woo!
Satan lied to me. Satan lied to me. He almost destroyed me. Glory to God.
Okay, ready? You ready for part number two?
Okay.
Okay, now he's gotten warmed up.
That was the warm-up.
That was the warm-up. Well, we cut out the 18 minutes of
right,
warm-up.
Right,
we just did an entire program about that'll never see the light of day because it's rather boring. But now he continues on.
Okay.
This is his first time preaching. He's found his groove. He knows if he yells.
Preacher got his groove back.
That's right. He's got Satan behind him, yeah, pumping in the tree trunk, the seeds through the tree trunk. Here we go. Now,
when you're serving God, the Lord gives you what? He gives you peace.
The Lord gives you what? He gives you, I don't know, a high C, a juice box, a free crackers, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
He gives you joy. He gives you whoop, whoop. He gives you happiness.
I'm telling you, this is
he
the
gives you whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop.
He gives whoop, you that. Whoop.
You know the guys at the ballpark who are selling the hot dogs?
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah. I think that's his day job.
Hot dogs in the ballpark. Yeah.
Hot dogs! Yep, 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 yep. Dude, all I hear, get your beer here. Don't go to no other beer, man. Get your beer here. I swear to God, if any of those mountain monster hunters were in this crowd, they'd be like, it's the West Virginian Yahoo over by the holla. Yip, yip, yip. That's exactly the noise
that guy was making.
Yes. That one monster was making. He was like, yip, 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 yip. It's just some preacher running around practicing for Sunday.
He was.
It's just baby preachers being born in the holla. That's where they all born, in the holla. Yip, 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 yip.
Oh my god. You're really good at that.
Hot dog. I said dollar hot dogs. I said dollar hot dogs. I said
dollar
hot dogs.
Get your dollar, get your dollar, get your dollar. Glory be, glory be, glory be.
I will get you drugs. I will get you alcohol. You can buy a hot dog. Whoopee. Imagine this guy in bed. You, I'm coming on your face. Turn over so I can tap that ass. Do you have a towel in your bathroom? I'll clean you up.
Like you have never seen before. Glory to God.
Glory to God. he was on such a roll. Sometimes I'm like that on the commercial break. I'm like, what do I follow up the hot dog stand guy with? I just want dinner. When you're running from the law.
Running.
Yeah. He's like, I'm getting the stories crossed up in my head. Am I at the bar or church? I can't remember. I'm pretty drunk, though. Am I? Woo-hoo!
Drunk.
Pretty hammered.
Lord, the devil plays tricks with you.
Yes, he does.
What am I talking about? I say the devil plays tricks with you. Glory to God.
Yay.
You're so miserable. Woo-hoo. Glory to God. Now, one time I went home,
ooh,
and Jamie was sitting there on the sofa table.
A sofa table.
And I owed Jamie $600. And I said, I snorted all the drugs.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Sofa table.
How about a couple hot dogs?
I'd rather not bring it up, but I couldn't hardly see that night.
I hate to bring it up.
I was blind drunk and just got home from driving. And there was a sofa table right there. And Jamie said, was on it. I could barely see.
I said, where did we get this sofa table from?
I didn't even know they made those.
Is it a sofa or a table? I hate to bring it up, but it's probably apparent to most of you.
Can I lay on this table?
I'm a raging alcoholic. Do you mind if I lay on your table?
Look, I'm going to hit the sofa. I mean, the table.
The table. It's now a sofa table.
It's a sofa table.
When you live in the trailer, you got to make do with small spaces. So you have a sofa.
Like a tiny
you
house.
Have a sofa and a trailer and a table. It's combined.
But when I walked in, Jamie said, "What's wrong with you?"
I'm shit faced. Drugs. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I said my unitard. I said my unitard. Jamie said, "Why are you wearing that unitard?" I called it in, praise be to God.
I said, "Nothing's wrong with me." He said, "You got a frown on your face." I said, "No, I don't."
I'm wondering
said,
what
yes,
that
you do.
Table
said,
is.
"You got a frown on your face."
He said, "You got a frown on your face.
You got a puzzled look on your face."
I said, "No, that's a burn from the crack pipe." That's just
that
a little
wrong.
Chocolate mustache
I can't see.
From eating ass. I can't see. Did you say I have frown or brown on my face? I can't hear you. I was eating Bob's ass for a little bit more of that Mountain Dew mountain myth. Praise be.
Praise be. Glory to God.
Shabba-labba-labba-labba.
Yeah. I said, "They can't be." Last Sunday, I lifted my hands. I paid my tithes, which wasn't much. I really love the Lord, Jamie.
I clocked in, I clocked out. What are you talking about? Wait, you mean I got to be good all week?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know about
that. Sunday.
Yeah, I was just in church last Sunday.
Yeah.
No, you weren't. It was about 2 Sundays ago. How long does that last? How long does that glory be shit last? I've been talking in tongues, but I'm pretty sure it's the drugs.
Yeah.
You don't understand. He looked at me, he said, "You love the Lord? What? What are you talking about?" I said, "Yeah, I love the Lord." "Well, you ain't," he looked at me, he said, "Well, have you been reading your Bible?" I said, "No."
Reading? No. You want me to read?
I thought I just needed to have it.
Is there a television version of that?
My pipes in.
Yeah.
It's cut out.
I cut it out. I got my meth stashed in there.
Yeah. Read it.
Sure. I'm going to go read it right now. I'll be back in like 4 days. I'm going to go take apart the TV and put it back together. I'll be right back.
And he said, "Have you gotten into the, what's it called, Jeff? The meat?" You call it the meat? I said,
"What do they call
the
it
meat?
In jail? They call it the meat." Have you gotten any of that meat?
Oh,
what is he into? I don't know what he's into, and I'm not sure. I spent a night in jail. I never heard anything about the meat.
Or
maybe luckily, I never heard anything about the meat. Yeah, several jails. I took a tour around the north side of Atlanta.
Said no. And he said, "You better get into the word." Woo! I said, "Why?
Woo!
Why?
Yip, yip.
You better get the word. Why?
Why? Why would I bother?
Are there words?
They're words. Why bother with words when I can just do this? Yip,
yip.
Yeah. I said, "Why should I read the word?" And he looked at me. He said, "Because the word
is the bird.
Word is the word.
Bird is the word." And you remember that? What was it? That episode of Family Guy, where the entire episode was the chicken fighting Peter, and every time it was the strangest episode that I'm sure I found extremely obnoxious, but a lot of people think it's brilliant, right? Where at the beginning of the episode, I don't know, there's some family drama going on, but then Peter says something about, here comes that fighting cock, the fighting chicken,
uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
And it's like every time they sing the song, you know, bird is the word, right? This goes on for the entire episode. It's really strange.
Is your street the word? word is the power. Woo! The word is what you stand on. The word is the rock. Woo! I said the word is the...
He's really leaning into that.
Yeah, he's leaning into that. That's becoming his thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I'm Howard Stern. Welcome to the Howard Stern Show. Howard Stern has, hey now, that's what he says is everyone. Rush Limbaugh says, first time, long time. Mm. You know, Johnny Carson said, good night, everybody. Mm-hmm. Dave Letterman, I forgot what he did. He threw pencils at people, right? Yeah. And this guy does, you know, whoop, whoop. He's probably
that's
thinking to himself, I'm going to be famous.
I said, the word is a rock. I said, the word is a rock. Woo! Come to the city of the high.
He just said nothing.
Don't you think for one minute that when you don't read your Bible, one day you're so-so, and then the next day you're reading your Bible. And then the next day you're so-so, and then the next day you're reading your Bible.
I think that's called manic depression, man.
God, I know. Back and
one day you're at the strip club, the next day you're reading your Bible. Yeah. Next day...
back at the strip club.
You're sleeping in some strange motel room, then back to reading the Bible. Yep. Whoop, whoop. Can I get an amen? No? No? Okay, all right.
Jamie?
Christians like that.
Check,
Jamie?
Please.
Jamie?
Jamie?
Jamie, back me
back
up.
Back me up on this. You were telling me about the word that one night. Remember? You remember? No? Where's Jamie? Jamie, can we get some weed up to the altar, please? Weed emergency at the altar. Weed emergency at the altar.
What is it about wine and weed? Yeah,
drugs and cleanliness and woodwork.
Hey, what am I talking about? We call them today seesaw Christians. That's what we call them. Hallelujah.
Woo! Seesaw Christians.
I said
we call them seesaw Christians. I said we saw seesaw Christian. That's what it is.
One day you're up.
One day you're out. You put your Christian in, you put your Christian out. You take your Bible out,
and you shake it all about.
You do the seesaw Christian, and you turn yourself around.
That's what it's all about.
You're going to hell right now. Whoop. I feel like I'm at a cattle auction. Yep, you. Hey, we're gonna be
those people talk so fast.
I know they're crazy.
I don't know how they do it.
They're just saying like they're saying filler words all the time, and then
they are word of God, word of God, word of God. Yeah. 250.
The word. 250. Praise be Jesus. John 3:13. Hallelujah. The key to keeping people interested in the hoop hoop is to make it
talking.
Just to have it random noises,
it's
right? You can't go like, you can't have that. You got to go.
You need to do a tutorial.
I'm doing it right now.
If you desire pleasure, like I tell you, hell is your destination.
Hey. Welcome to Bob's Preacherama. Hell is your destination.
Let me take your ticket.
Can you dig it? You're going to hell. Going to hell, man.
Hell, man.
Hell, man. Spread the hell, man. Spread the hell, man. I like my bologna sandwich with hell, man.
And again, whoop! I said, Satan done lied again. Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, the Lord would be with me, because I didn't, I got my notes all scattered apart, and it was, see, the thing that I had.
What?
Wait, hold on a second.
What?
Let's back up.
Something about a pardon?
No, he said, he goes, I wish the Lord is with me because my notes are all scattered about. I forgot where I was.
That's what he said.
Wait a second. You actually had notes this entire time?
Wow.
And you didn't tell us? You are really bad at this job. This is probably why there's not a follow-up video to this.
Yeah.
Because his brother.
He didn't make it.
Yeah, his brother was like, eh, he didn't make the cut.
Yeah, that was an audition.
Yeah, listen, when you were screaming and yelling about unitards, it was good. But it just took you too long to get warmed up.
Well, was, do you desire the world more than you knew God? And I saw these people coming down the altar and giving their hearts to God. And I about forgot my, woo! I about forgot my message. Woo! Glory to God. For the Lord is going to give me power to overcome.
I have the power.
Power Grayskull. Yes. Thundercat. Oh. He-Man.
She-Ra.
She-Ra. Yeah.
Princess of power.
I have the power. I loved He-Man. He-Man was so good.
I loved She-Ra too.
I know. She-Ra was hot.
Yeah, she was great.
She had like her
powerful.
If you go back and you look at some of the older things, I think she actually has like her nipples showing. Not like her nipples showing,
yeah.
But her nipples are popping out of her. Mm-hmm. People that made cartoons back then, they were like, I don't give a shit.
What they were doing.
Yeah. I'm gonna give her a camel toe. Who cares?
Yeah.
Anatomically correct cartoons. That's what kids need.
Devil! So Satan is a liar. I said, what'd I say? That's right. Glory to God. Let the Spirit control your life. The Holy Spirit is the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. I got about to...
Wait, the Holy Spirit is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Spirit? That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
You're not taking this anywhere, Bob.
10 more minutes, I'm going to preach it.
Ten more minutes? I'm going to preach.
I don't know if I can make it 2 more minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Glory to God.
Everybody's like,
it's
yeah!
It's 1 year. Yes! You know what I'm talking about?
Because these things last for days. You know what? You know, like these evangelicals.
Yeah.
You know, I have friends who would go to church for 5 and 6 hours.
Wow.
At Catholic Mass, it's an hour on the potatoes, right?
Yeah.
Right on the fucking dick. And if it lasted an hour or one, I was so irritated I had to stand up and like my dad would have to put me back down on my seat. They have that thing down to a science.
Yeah.
It's like 1 hour. They know people don't want to be there more than 1 hour.
Yeah.
But these evangelicals will go on for days. They will speak for hours and hours, and people have to sit there and, you know, wave their fans. And I don't know how you do it. I just don't. I mean, we've listened to 6.5 minutes of this, and I'm already like, ah.
There's one unity. Some people say, well, I don't know, preacher. I just can't serve the Lord. I just can't serve the Lord. I don't know what's wrong with me. He's done robbed my home. He's done... Oh, glory to God, he's done come against my kids. They're going out and doing everything.
Well, my kids are a bunch of hoes.
They're out doing everything.
They're doing out doing everything. I saw my daughter at the strip club the other night.
Yep,
Bob's
she was
selling...
laid out on the sofa table.
That's right. Bob's been selling me meth. And by the way, my son has some good meth if anybody needs it. Can I get out of here? Satan will lie to you. Buy your meth from Bob. Buy your meth from Preacher Seth. That's all I have to say. Just get a little plug in right there. People come up to you and they come up to me and they say, "Preacher, you've only been a preacher for 5 minutes." He said that. He goes, "People come up to you and say, "Preacher," but this is his first preach. I think he's never done this before. So do they? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe you like. Maybe you call yourself a preacher before you're a preacher. Maybe that's how it works in these.
Yeah,
in these
I think
things.
You can just self.
Anoint yourself. You can't. There's no test or anything. You don't have to go
it's
through.
It's this, and he's failing it. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's winning.
Glory to God. They done come and got my cars. I had 2 Grand Prix and a brand new Porsche.
They done come and get your cars. You make $250 a week, and you had 2 Grand Prix and a Porsche.
Yeah, cheapskate. Yeah. You were given $2 under the tie.
I know. I'm pretty sure it was GM that came and took your car.
Yeah, he had what 2 Grand Prix and a Porsche.
And a Porsche. Satan wanted my Porsche. Took it up.
Damn it!
I took my cars. Gave him right to the meth dealer. Don't know what happened.
As soon as that happened, I realized I needed to go back to my calling.
I needed God. Yeah. Can I borrow $50 from the collection plate for a little teener? I just need a little teener. Wake me up. I'm planning on going about 10 more hours. I'm going to start preaching sometime tomorrow morning. Stick with me now.
A little teener.
That's all I need. A little teener. That tells you that I know entirely too much about the drug game. When I say the following words, I need just a teener.
And then you go, yippee! 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 Yippee!
Yippee! I'm going to start doing this at my house around my kids. When Mia's old enough and she brings her friends home from college, I'm going to be like, how's calculus, honey?
That is. What are you talking about? I say, when you listen to Satan, he's a what? He's a liar. He's a father of lies. Am I right?
We know. You've been saying this for 26 minutes.
All right, he's a father of liars.
He is a father of liars.
The thing about it is that Satan will blind you.
He will put a blindfold on you, and then he will get behind you, and he will come against you, and he will come up on you.
Spread the
he
seed.
He will use his trunk to spread his seed with that rock music and them drugs. I don't know why that's so funny, but it is to me anyway. I'm sure most people have turned the episode off by now. They're probably like, what is he doing? I knew Brian was going to come off the rails at some point. I just hoped he was going to make it past.
They're approaching 100.
I know, they're approaching 100. They're getting desperate for content. They've been stuck in that studio for too long. They need help. Someone save the Lord.
They've
Someone
been saying, send the Lord. Happy New Year.
I know. Someone send the Lord.
And you don't even know it. Right? I said Satan will blind you, and you won't even know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So many people say, well, bless God, I went over there and I drunk this. Whoop. I was with this girl. I'm so happy. Woo! I'm so happy. What are you happy for? Hell is your destination.
Wow. So many people come in and they say, I fucked your sister. Woo!
Drank.
I don't know what you had. Drank all night long with your mother, and I slept with your daughter. And I said, what you happy for? Hell is your destination. He's basically saying that if you fall in love, hell's your destination. Wow, these are hardcore Christian conservatives. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woo! I said, hell is your destination. If you don't turn it over to the Lord, woo, woe be unto you.
Woe be unto you.
Whoa.
Best to you, and woe be unto
woe
you.
Woe be unto you.
That's our new saying. We're throwing best to you out the window. Woe be unto you, and woe be unto you. Hell is your destination, and also with you.
And also you.
God loves you.
That was my least favorite part of fucking church, by the way. When you had to turn around to a bunch of strangers, and they would go, peace be with you. And you'd go, unto you too, or whatever. What would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, you too.
And to you as whatever. Well.
I was hoping there was a cute girl sitting around me, but never was. It was always some old codge, you know.
Yeah.
Peace be with you and also with you. Cares. Raise you up on eagle's wings. Raise you up. Meanwhile, I'm 14. The only thing I can think about is sex. Is this raging hard on that came out of nowhere during church. For no particular reason that I can't get rid of. And I don't want to stand up to shake your hand. Because then you're going to notice the tent pole I have in my four-year-old khakis that my dad still makes me wear to church. And he will raise you up on this hard cock.
Were they pleated?
Of course they were. Pleats were all the rage back then.
That allowed for the tent.
Yeah, allowed for the tent. That's right. You could see the tent. How many times? It's so true. It's so cliche, but it's so true. How many times I would get called up in class and I'd be like, I know. And what you'd have to do is you'd have to take your dick and tuck it under your belt. You'd have to like push it down, tuck it under your belt.
There's a whole formation.
Yeah, and then pull your shirt out, right? But then in Catholic school, they tell you to always have your shirt tucked in. Yeah. So you tuck your shirt in, Mr. Green. No.
I
have to go to the bathroom. I'll be back. Because when you're 13, you cannot control your cock. It has a mind of its own.
Yeah.
Really, I'm still having trouble. But I mean, at least it's not so connected to my brain anymore.
God will use you. He will. Me and Kenny and Claudia sitting behind me, I work with him. And bless God, he loves God with all his heart. Woo! Glory to God. He's a man of God. I truly believe it.
Kenny sits right behind me at work. He's a man of God. I truly believe it. But we were tongue kissing on the break room. God will use you. Yes, he will. Right, Kenny? Oh, man, Kenny, you got a bubble butt. I just adore.
Bubble butt.
You're so cute, Kenny. Have I told you that I woo whoop? Beep, 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 beep. Yip, you, woo. put your balls on my chin, Kenny. Please? Gotta get an amen.
And we're just going to Doss Farmhouse. Got some good food. He said,
we're going to the strip club. They have a great buffet.
Is that what
he said? This guy, yes. He is like.
They have good food.
He is. This guy is so dumb. He just keeps walking into it. And yeah. Then he has to back out. And he's like, when you serve Satan, it's a ton of fun. I meant when you serve the Lord. I said, Satan, get behind me. I said, Satan, get behind me. I meant Jesus. We went to the strip club. The food was great. Did I say that out loud? That's me reversing my words. You can no longer hear my words.
He said, Barry, he said, you don't have to teach. I mean, you don't have to preach. I mean, you know, he said something like, well, you know, that's not the only thing that you do. I'm saying what I was saying.
This poor guy.
He's getting all turned around.
He said, Bobby, you don't have to stick that tit in your mouth. I mean, teach. I mean, preach. I mean, I don't know what I mean. Can we go back to before I said we went to the strip club? Can we just rewind?
He said, that's not the only thing to preaching, wasn't it, Kenny? The only thing to preaching was teaching. Yeah. Sharing the word. See, when you're a Christian, you don't do like this. You don't sit there and go, well, bless God, I got it.
You don't sit here. You don't motorboat when you're a Christian. You go straight in. Straight in. You go back to like when you're right out of the womb. You just latch on. Latch, not motorboat. Wait, am I? Lord, grant. Praise be the Lord. Praise be the Lord. I forgot what I was saying. My notes are scattered all over the place. I'm trying. I'm sorry, Pam. I know. I'm sleeping outside again. Damn it. This is the last time I preach at this church. Satan's here fucking me up. I was with Kenny. He sits behind me at work. We went to the strip club and I started eating some ass. I say that out loud. Whoopee, you.
Food's really good there, though.
Food's great. I'd suggest you eat the food before you eat the ass. I'm just throwing that out there. Praise be. Can I get an amen? What am I saying? Jesus H. Christ.
Everything God's got for me, I'm just going to sit here and take it. I really don't need anything else. Yes, you do. Oh, whoop! I said, yes, you do. You need God today more than you ever needed him. Glory to God. I said, you need God today more than you've ever needed him. Say, oh, man.
Did I finish? Aww. Oh, man. Bam's pissed at me again. Look at that.
I can see it.
The third time this week, I went to talk about God and I told the strip club story. Damn it. She could smell the ass on my breath.
Jamie?
Jamie's here again. I'm in trouble. He wants me to get my mess Bible out. Ay, ay, ay. Here I go trying to talk about John in 3 and 16, and all of a sudden I tell the ass story from the strip club.
Yeah, that's again.
Pam, I'm sorry. Praise be, I've changed my ways. I swear I'll change. Ooh, wee,
you! You guys may be saying, yeah. What's that preacher talking about?
What's that preacher talking about? I don't even know myself. It's coming straight through me from Jesus Christ. I don't know about no strip club. That must have been Satan. Eating that ass through my mouth with my tongue.
He was behind you.
Satan will do those things to you. He's the father of liars.
I don't want to teach that class. I don't want to preach.
I don't want to go back to DUI school. I don't. Does this count to our community service?
Yeah, this was the sermon. Yeah,
this is a 4-hour sermon.
I don't want to go on the mission field. What are you going to do? Sit at home? Watch TV? Do what the devil's got for you? Watch TV?
That's what I told Pam last week when she called Miss Steaton stripper ass. I said, what do you want me to do? Sit at home? Watch TV? Change the kids' diapers? That's the devil's work. I got to be out there praising Jesus. I was just dropping my seed off. Praise be, Jesus.
Praise
John 3 and 16. Praise
be.
Glaciers 3 and 4. Glaciers 3 and 4 said that. Thou shalt rim job anybody he sees without the Lord in her heart. I checked her heart with my mouth. Yeah. Both of them. If you we are who we are.
Oh my God.
Read those magazines I just got for you.
Those titty magazines.
Those magazines.
You expect me to. How can I teach these women if I'm not in front of them? I can't communicate through the magazines that the devil wants me to look at.
Oh yeah.
Glory to God.
Glory
to God. I think it's time today that we worship God with all our heart and all our soul. I said, oh, our soul. Woo! Woo! I said, it's time today we worship the Lord with all our heart and all our soul. Woo! Glory to God.
He's going crazy.
Say,
you know, on the fireworks shows, there's like, it starts off strong. Yeah. Then you have a few pops here and there, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
you're like, the next one could be good. Really good.
This could be the finale.
Yeah.
You know, they have multiple mini finales, but then they really throw everything at it. Yeah. I feel like Brother Bob here is kind of throwing everything at it.
He's
getting ready. He's getting ready for the finale.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yes, I do. I've been there. I don't like it. I said, I've been there, and I don't like it. Glory to God.
So let's recap.
You liked it.
He said, let's praise be the. He said, let's praise be Jesus, because that's where we need to be. And then he goes, I've been there. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah. Pam won't let me do anything. Pam. Why do you think I'm up here? Hey, you. I enjoy my hot dog business at the ballpark.
Pays for the cash at the strip club.
That's right. Pays the bills for some strippers.
Satan, get thee behind me in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. The seed has been planted. I said the seed has been planted.
He needs to stop saying that.
I know.
He's digging a hole.
I know. But he's had like three things he keeps going back to.
Yeah.
Jesus is, be Jesus behind me.
Satan is behind me.
He's using his tree trunk to plant the seed. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. And then he tells random stories that clearly are not a part of the sermon.
Sofa table.
Yeah. By the way, this
strip
is
clubs
been,
with good food.
The sofa table, the buffet
night,
at the strip club.
I couldn't even see.
Jamie
I was blind.
I was blind, but I could feel around, and I knew Jamie was there for my meth Bible. He came looking for my meth Bible.
I said, the seed has been planted. Get thee behind me, Satan. The seed has been planted. Get thee behind me, Satan. It's like, creature, all that shouting and stuff you do is so stupid.
Yes, it is. Okay. We got to save some for the fishes, as my dad used to say.
Oh, Lord, praise be.
Oh, Lord, praise be.
Yaman.
Yaman. Eating ass man.
You do the whole yip thing, and I go, yaman.
You're yip. Yeah, you want me to eat your ass? Praise be Jesus.
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh my god.
One lesson.
One lesson.
Read them and understand them. Oh, sorry. I was meant to play.
Never had one lesson.
Never had one lesson.
Read them and understand them.
You can't understand it, Jackie Weaver. Oh, good old Jackie Weaver.
Oh,
where did you go, Jackie Weaver? Where are you when we need you, Jackie Weaver?
Jackie.
Jackie Weaver. Jackimon. Jackimon. All right, we're getting delirious.
Yes, we are.
It's been a long day here at the TCB studios. Yeah, that was good. Hey, listen, every preacher starts somewhere.
Yes.
By the way, I've got 17 more minutes of that. And he gets crazier as time goes on. So maybe I'll truncate
he's
it.
He's getting delirious.
Yeah, he's delirious.
Oh, God.
I can't imagine standing up there and talking about the same two things over and over again. I mean, he really didn't have much to say.
The nuggets he was throwing in was the sofa table.
Yes.
The strip place.
The strip
with
club.
With good food.
Good food. Yep.
Jamie was thrown in there.
Yeah, Jamie and the sofa table. Who doesn't have a sofa table?
No, I mean, it's
the... I'm pretty sure he meant like a side table or something, right? He must have.
He was blind drunk.
He was blind drunk. Couldn't see straight.
Couldn't see. I don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to tell you about it.
Yeah. He said, I just went to church last week.
I mean, how often do I have to go?
Who cares if I'm shit-faced now?
Do you have a Bible? Are you reading it?
No. Why would I do that? Read the word. Maybe one. If I can do one, I think I'm good.
I don't need the word.
I've been planting the seed all over town.
I don't need the word.
Just ask Lucinda down at Gravy Train's Chuck and Fuck. Gravy Gary's Chuck and Fuck. Welcome to Gravy Gary's Chuck and Fuck. That is a bit right there. We're Chuck and Fuck.
Chuck and Fuck.
Get yourself some slop. While you pleasure your cock, it's the Chuck and Fuck. On Route 75.
Oh, that's right.
Right now, it's the Crab Apple's finest Tanner and Tweez. Tina, Tanner, Tweez. All right, well, we'll get back to the Chuck and Fuck later.
Yeah.
Fireside is where you're going to find our...
Fireside
does not approve.
It's not going to accept this.
Fireside must let you know that we do not approve of any of the following content. Opinions expressed on this platform may not necessarily be those of Fireside. Brian and Chrissy are no longer doing Fireside. If only Fallon was here now, what would she say?
What would Fallon say?
She wouldn't approve. I'm almost guaranteeing it. That's why this has not been a Fireside episode.
Yep.
But if you'd like to join us on a Fireside episode, all you have to do is go download the Fireside Chat app that is available in the App Store for iPhone only right now, but soon coming to Android, so fret not. It takes a day or two to get approved on that app, too. So if you'd like to be part of our 100th episode, we'll let you know with plenty of time before we record. And we'd love to have you. We're going to have an audience. We'll probably bring some people up. So please do come. Go download that Fireside app, 470-584-8449. Let us know what your favorite segment or bit from the last 100 or so episodes has been, and we may include it in our 100th show episode, which is going to be a big blowout with all your favorite guests, all your favorite bits, all your favorite characters. They're all coming back. We can't wait. And that'll be just here very shortly, whatever episode this is. It's very short. It's before 100. I know that much. That I know. So go to Fireside, Brian Green, Chrissy Bransford, follow us, you'll be notified, or go to Instagram at The Commercial Break, and then we'll give you plenty of warning when we're going to record that 100th episode. Maybe we'll have to do it at night so more people can come, actually. Okay, there you go. That makes sense. info@tcbpodcast.com. Please send us your show ideas, your notes, your thoughts, your salutations, and your greetings. We want to hear them. So send it, and we may send you back some swag. Go to tcbpodcast.com. Find out more about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video, and connect with us, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or at The Commercial Break on Instagram, as I mentioned. And if you do want to leave us a voicemail on that 470-584-8449, just make sure to use the phrase best to you. So that we can use it in the future. Best to you. I can't see. so stupid. Okay, listen. I don't know how much more we can do. I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. And we must say, until next time, bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.